Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I saw that Ryan Miller is there, right? He's
yep.
Who else? Kotalik, maybe?
Kotalik and Spotcheck as well.
Oh, man, it's awesome. It's great. This music reminds me of Ryan Miller because when you go to the games and they have the first time I ever saw it, and then you didn't know, and then there's Ryan Miller takes off the helmet. It's him. Sorry, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it yet. Hopefully,
that's what,
hopefully
like,
I have.
Isn't it like probably, a year old at least?
I know, right? Yes, at least a year old, yes. I like that. It's pretty cool. And yeah, Ryan Miller is there in...
The new mural is up. Do you see pictures of that?
I have not. What mural? I have not.
In Alumni Plaza.
Oh, really?
They finished it. Yeah, it's all ready to go.
Sabres tweeted out?
Somebody tweeted it out. I saw like local news people tweeting it out.
Okay, we'll have to go look at that.
I think the Sabres tweeted it out, too.
I'm sure they did in some capacity here. I would hope so, right? I'm going to their social media is a lot of the stuff that's on over there, which is fine. They have a party in the plaza as well. Pre-game party in the plaza. When is that coming up here? That is October 10th. Okay, that's actually next week. Oh, that's before. Here's the mural. By the way, October 10th. That is the home opener next Thursday night, right? Home opener next Thursday night. That's a sweet looking mural. It's not black and white anymore. It's all colorful. I'm looking at it. Have you dissected all the people on here?
Yeah.
I mean, right there. Bam. There's Don Edwards. Yep.
Hasek and Miller being right in the middle, though, like, it's so perfect. Like, that just, the two of them, like,
yeah,
right there. It's great.
And, yeah, and Miller kind of looking the one way, Hasek looking the other. I like this. There's my guy, Mike Ramsey. Love Mike Ramsey, number 5. Right next to Lindy Ruff. Lindy Ruff. And you could have put Lindy, like, behind the bench with all of them, but you put him on the ice as a 22, right? That's how I remember Lindy Ruff growing up. He was 22. And he was the Sabres captain for a little while. Not long. But Sabres today in Prague, the puck will drop at 1 p.m. Welcome back to the Nordtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And, of course, it's a Football Friday with some hockey. Brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your day the Crosby's way. Sal Capaccio with you. And we're going to get right now to Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
Coach Sean McDermott's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Automotive. For whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown.
Sean McDermott joins me now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, Coach. Happy Friday to you.
Good morning to you, and happy Friday to everyone out there as well.
We are just getting ready for the Sabres today at 1 p.m., Coach. We're within 2 hours of their season, the puck dropping, and they're going to be over in Europe today. Pretty cool, right, to start the season here? I know you get a little excited when you see the Sabres play out there, and I know you're a big part of watching them.
Yeah, we're excited once the hockey season gets rolling, and we're excited for the Sabres and the organization and Lindy and Kevin Adams, and I know they've been hard at work to get this thing rolling and off to a good start, so can't wait to watch.
It doesn't matter what sport you're playing, right, Coach? When you have those that first game, we talked about this before the opener against Arizona in football, and we were talking about Pee Wee and Pop Warner in high school. I don't care what sport you're in. Everybody's 0-0. You're feeling fresh about yourself. It's a pretty cool feeling, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's a fresh start, it's just a lot of excitement around the team and what they've been doing the last couple of years in terms of building it, and I'm excited to watch this season, hopefully be in attendance for a couple games with my family.
All right, Coach, let's go to a very important Barnes injury report today, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Car crash? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. You have plenty of names that we can get to here. I'll let you tell us if you're going to declare anyone out for the game officially as of right now on Sunday.
Okay, here's what we've got. This is the update. We've got Austin Johnson. These are the players that will be out. Austin Johnson, Taylor Rapp, Khalil Shakir, Ed Oliver. Everyone knows about Vaughn. And that is it right now. That's what we have right now. And then Taron Johnson will be limited, as well as Terrell Bernard with practice today. And we'll see. They'll be listed as questionable on the report, so we'll see how they do here today and on into the game.
Okay, so when you say they're out, these players you gave me, the five, including Vaughn, obviously, are out for the game, not just today at practice?
Correct.
Okay, with Ed, obviously it came up yesterday, a hamstring issue. He had not been on the injury report. Can you give us an update on him and what happened there?
Yeah, just a hamstring injury, going through a drill early in practice, and felt something there, and we came off the field and went right into the examination.
Okay, so defensive line, obviously, now something you have to address. You have by signing Zion Logue. What can you tell us about the new player you signed a little bit earlier this week off the Atlanta Falcons practice squad?
Yeah, rookie off of Atlanta's practice squad. He got here Monday or Tuesday. First practice was Wednesday, so he's had 2 days of practice in our system. This will be his if active, which that's what we're going to do. This will be his first game action. So he's done a nice job over the last 2 days, and hopefully this is a player that we can grow and develop over the course of time here.
Sean, you said after the game you wish you had, I think, 5 hours it was, to watch the film to figure out, what happened on Sunday night. So let's go back to that real quick. And after you did watch the film, however long it took you and when you did it, what was your takeaway from your team's performance on Sunday and why things broke down?
Well, we didn't play our best game, right? So we didn't perform at a level that would have allowed us to win the game. And that's, playing and coaching both, that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about perform. Mm-hmm. So that's something we can control, and you can't always control the result, but if you play at a level that gives you a chance, if you perform at a level, again, I should say that gives you a chance to win, that's what you can control. So, we've made some adjustments this week, hopefully the right adjustments in terms of, some good conversations among the staff, coaching staff with players, so on and so forth. And those are the adjustments that you need to be able to make within a within the course of a season, you know, week to week. And so yet staying consistent as much as you can in your overall approach. So we go back out there today to have a good practice and continue to improve our football team.
I'm glad you went there, because that was kind of leading into my next question, actually, which is sometimes you'll hear coaches or players say, well, we just have to flush it and forget about it, move on. Of course, you have to move on. But what I always hear coming out of your locker room is, hey, we have to be honest with each other. We have to have good conversations, have to have honest conversations. Sometimes they can be uncomfortable. What is the key to turning it around if you have a night like that and making sure that, you know, it doesn't happen again and doesn't pile on the next week?
Well, I think you've got to start with an optimistic approach and a vision, right, for things. And then, as you mentioned, Sal, you try and uncover what exactly caused us to perform that way, and then you address the things that you can. Now, there's some things that are outside of your control that you can't control, right? What the opponent does, some of the injuries, what have you, but you control the things that you can, and that's what you look to, that's where you look, I should say, to make the adjustments. And you know, the journey of a season is about, you know, tweaking here, making an adjustment there, and then going out and getting back at it. You don't, you know, I think consistency is important from an approach standpoint, but not from a, hey, we're afraid to have those truthful conversations, because if you do that, you're living lies and you're not really giving yourself the best chance to improve week to week.
Sean, Josh Allen was named AFC Offensive Player of the Month. What can you say about your quarterback and his start? And you know, I think we brought it up last week. He just seems very much in control and command right now. But what you've seen from Josh through the first month of the season.
Right, you said it. Especially the first three games of the season, Sal. He's been in command and able to manage the game offensively for us. And we've been playing good complementary football up until last week. And so we've got to get back to that. And also keeping him in a position where he's able to do that keeps him fresh, right, and less sore than he was this past week. So that's also an added benefit when you're playing a certain way, and not just offensively, but collectively in all three phases.
All right, here we go. The Houston Texans on Sunday, a really good team, obviously. The storyline, locally and nationally, playing against Stephon Diggs here. I know you've been asked about it many times, but what did Stephon mean to you and the organization through the 4 years that he was in Buffalo?
Yeah, Steph was a really good player for us, and we won a lot of games when he was here. And, you know, earlier in the week I mentioned this, he's a really good player for the Houston Texans now, and our focus needs to be where it needs to be in order for us to perform at a higher level to give ourselves a chance to win. So it's gonna demand all of our focus on that and that only. So I'm sure, you know, guys will be able to say hi to Steph mm-hmm. before after the game, and that'll be great. But we've got a job to do at the same time.
Another reunion here, Jerry Hughes, 36 years old and still going, Coach. What do you say about Jerry when you were able to coach him here in Buffalo? He's a big part of that defense when you first came on.
Yeah, he was great. And what more could you ask for in your first year as a head coach than to be around a guy like Jerry Hughes and right. his family? And we love him, and just really cool that he's still playing. And it just goes to show you what a professional he has really grown into. And, you know, just happy for him, happy for his family. He's from down there. And so to be, you know, playing for your hometown team as you finish it up is, I think if we all had it our way, we'd love to do that, all of us, right? So yeah. Good for him and his family.
All right, C.J. Stroud, I mean, one of the most historic rookie seasons ever last year for an NFL quarterback. What do you see from the young quarterback on film?
Yeah, very impressed. Obviously, our first time going against him, and very impressed with his development, how quickly he reads things, how quickly he gets the ball out. And the success that he's had is by no mistake. And so it'll be a big challenge for us, for our defense, and then collectively as a team.
And then last one for you, Coach. Up front, obviously, they've kind of done a really nice job to rebuild. And from where they were, Will Anderson, they get Danielle Hunter, of course, coming over. What do you see from that front and the challenges they present?
Yeah, I mean, they've got some players that are you know, some of the tops at their position or close to the top that are difference makers, players you have to game plan for. So it's something we have to be aware of and know that, hey, we, you know, they've got those types of rushers out there that you do have to game plan for and be aware of when you're building a game plan. So that'll be, you know, at the forefront of our minds as we head down there.
All right, Coach, have a good rest of your Friday into Saturday. Best of luck on Sunday. Safe travels to Houston.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Sal.
All right, you got it. That is Sean McDermott, Buffalo Bills head coach. A lot of news right there about what's happening on the injury front and not good news when it comes to Ed Oliver. I put it into context earlier about Ed Oliver. What I saw, it appears as though more was to it, which meant he left practice again the second time. I mean, he didn't leave practice the first time. He's being worked on. But McDermott said right there that he had left practice and went to the examination room. When I was at practice, I saw him getting worked on. I saw him go back into a drill. We left the media. We're only allowed to see a little bit of practice. Apparently after that, he must have gone into the examination room for his hamstring. He is out with a hamstring injury. That is massive for the Buffalo Bills. Ed Oliver out of this game. I also feel really bad for Ed. He's from Houston, or he played in Houston, right? I think he's from Texas, but he played his college ball there. So obviously you'd love for him, and he would love to be able to be a part of this game, but not going to be the case. Khalil Shakir, not playing for the Bills this week. What does that mean at wide receiver? What do they do there? Do they elevate KJ Hamler? Do they elevate Tyrell Shavers? I would think KJ Hamler might be the most, you know, logical because he's a slot receiver and has speed, but and slot really more importantly here, but I would think that's the case. Taylor Rapp, concussion protocol. What happens there? Do they elevate Lewis Cine? Cole Bishop in line to most likely get the start at safety, I would say, then in that particular situation. And then Austin Johnson also out, complicating the issue on the defensive line with Ed Oliver and Von Miller, of course. They did sign Zion Logue. He'll be a part of the rotation, I would guess. But a lot of injury news here on the Bills front. When it comes to Taron Johnson and Terrell Bernard, they'll both be questionable for the game. They'll both practice in a limited fashion today. We'll get that official injury update later, but you heard the head coach talk about it right there. So I said earlier, I would expect Bernard to play the way it's trending. We'll see about Taron Johnson. That's encouraging. It's encouraging he did not rule out Taron Johnson. Look, it's going to be a really massive blow to lose Ed Oliver. If you get Taron Johnson and Terrell Bernard both back, it certainly mitigates that by a lot. The Texans, by the way, this also coming across a little while ago. I saw this from, let me just go back to, I believe it was Ian Rappaport. I'm going to go to his page here. Ian Rappaport wrote, here we go. All right. Joe Mixon, who missed both practices so far this week, is not expected to play Sunday. That means the duo of Cam Akers and Ogbonwale, I think is how you say it, is Dare is his first name, is going to be the running duo for the Houston Texans. Well, that means Damian Pierce most likely isn't playing either, I guess. So the Texans haven't run the ball really great. And if you listen to this morning on the radio, we had Mark Vandermeer, great play-by-play man for the Houston Texans, the only play-by-play man they've ever had. By the way, he was at the University of Miami before that. He's a great guy. I've talked to him a lot about this and, you know, taking over for the Texans. And either way, just fun to listen to. He knows the Texans really well inside and out. And he said, you know, obviously the first week, Joe Mixon really was great running the football. Excuse me. But then last few weeks, he has not run the ball very, or they have not as a team run the ball very well, and that coincides with Mixon being out. So I'm going to pull up right now, what have they done the last few weeks? Let me go to rushing yards per game. Here we go. Net yards rushing and yards per carry. First week, Houston Texans, they had 213 yards rushing. Most of that was Mixon. He had a great day, 157 yards, 5.3 a carry. Since then, 75 total, 3.4 a carry. 38 total, 2.7 a carry. 101, 3.9 a carry. Not able to rush the ball that much. Losing Ed Oliver is big for the Bills. But without Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce, I don't know really how much it matters as far as the run game because they're not running the ball great anyway. But what it matters is an interior pass rush for the Bills against C.J. Stroud. That's where it matters, having Ed Oliver, not having Ed Oliver. The Bills will have to do a good job up front without him. So there you go. There's Sean McDermott and the injury report. And of course, Sean McDermott's appearances on WGR brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and Northtown Automotive, whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. All right, we have Patrick Hammer coming up at 11:30. Shall we get into a little NFL? Talk about what's going to happen this week. We'll do that right now. Started last night. Did you watch the game last night, Josh? It was awesome. What a game last night. It was a very weird game. I was going to tweet this is a weird game even before it got even more weird late in the game. Very weird, but a great game.
Super glad I played Darnell Mooney. I was this close to benching him this week, and I played him.
I wouldn't have doubted it if anybody did bench him. I had Drake London. Woo! There we go. They both had like 30-plus points, 33, oh, something yeah. like that.
31 right? in my league for Mooney. So.
And 32, 33, maybe for London. Might be 31. Either way, big night for both of them. And obviously the final touchdown. The guy Hodge comes in off the bench, catches the ball, scores a touchdown. And look, part of the reason it was weird, I was going to say, the Buccaneers had the ball at the Falcons, like, 30-yard line, up three with a minute and a half left. Close out the game, dude. And they couldn't do it. And they punted. They punted because they lost yardage. And then the Falcons went down and kicked a field goal. When if you kick the field, if you don't get lose yardage, you kick a field goal with the Buccaneers, you make it a six-point game. That could be the field goal of death, but then the Falcons have to score a touchdown. Instead, they kick a long field goal. Koo had a great game, too, the kicker. And they win in overtime 36-30. Great way to start off week number five. We're going to keep it going tomorrow morning. How about this? Tomorrow morning, you got a game in London in football and a game in the Czech Republic for the Sabres going on at the same time. Because the London game is 9:30 our time, Jets and Vikings. Sabres play at 10 a.m. our time tomorrow over in Europe. So, Jets, Vikings, man, I just think the Vikings should beat the Jets here because the Vikings have looked really good and the Jets have not.
Jets, Vikings play on Sunday.
Oh, I said tomorrow. That's right. I'm sorry.
It's
9:30 a.m. I'm thinking it's Saturday for a second. I don't know what I'm thinking. All right, so you have Sabres tomorrow at 10 a.m. Devote your attention to that. Then you have Jets, Vikings on Sunday at 9:30 while the Bills are getting ready to play the Texans at 1 o'clock. All right, so scratch that, kind of rewind it. I didn't say it correctly. Jets, Vikings, Sunday in London. I like the Vikings here, but I think the Jets still have the capability to be a better team than what they showed, but so far, no dice there. The Vikings have looked really good. Panthers at Bears, Sunday at 1 o'clock. What are you expecting from Caleb Williams? What are we expecting from Andy Dalton? And that offense has looked really good since he's taken over, but I think the Panthers can win, but Bears are 2-2. They have a pretty good defense. Ravens at Bengals. I'll just say, I think the Ravens can beat the Bengals. I know they haven't looked great. It's a division game. They always play each other tough. Always. It's just what happens. Ravens, after that big win against the Bills, they're kind of feeling themselves a little bit. But you know what? Bengals need a win. They played a lot better on offense last couple of weeks. I think the Ravens can win. I don't know if I'd predict it, but I think this will be a pretty tight game. Colts at Jags. Boy, do the Jags need a win. This is it. Like, seriously, if the Jags lose, does Doug Peterson not get fired on Monday? It could happen. There's just so much going on around that team right now, and now we're hearing stories about losing the locker room, blaming the players instead of the coaches, and going to the media and doing that. Not a good look for Doug Peterson. Colts at Jags. Colts, Anthony Richardson is kind of a question mark going into this game. I think he's going to play. They did a great job of stopping the run last week as the worst run defense in the league. Going into the game against the Steelers of all teams, and they do a great job. They wind up winning. Now the Colts go to the Jags for an AFC South matchup. Dolphins at Patriots. Tyler Huntley, Snoop Huntley, starting for the Dolphins. They just have no offense to speak of right now, but neither do the Patriots. What is the over-under in this game? Find me the over-under. I can look it up, too. Find me the over-under in the Dolphins-Patriots game. It's got to be in the 30s. It's got to be in the 30s, right? These are literally the two lowest-scoring teams in the NFL right now. I mean, Dolphins can't do anything without Tua pulling the trigger, and the Patriots just have nothing anyway. What's the over-under? You have it? He's looking right now. I could pull it up, but I figured I'd let you kind of take the lead on that. Browns at Commanders as you find that. Browns.
And 36.5.
What is it, 36.5? I told you it had to be in the 30s. I was going to say as low as 36. I thought weird. I felt weird saying that.
That's crazy.
To be honest with you. It's the two lowest scoring teams in the league. It's amazing. Browns at Commanders. By the way, I just want to rewind real quick. The Patriots, also, not only are the Patriots, they have nothing at the skill positions, they've now just lost David Andrews for the year, their center. So, I mean, when does Drake May go in, and do you even want him to go in at this point, to be quite honest with you, with what they're facing? Browns and Commanders. Commanders look great. Jaden Daniels looks great. But their defense can still be had, and this could be a game where Deshaun Watson actually puts up some numbers. The Browns actually play pretty well. And we're coming out of this going, okay, the Browns are a little better than what we thought. Browns, Commanders, 1 p.m. on Sunday. We'll see where it goes. Browns need a win, though. They need a win to salvage their season, essentially, the way the AFC North is going to be looking here. Raiders at Broncos. good game in Denver, but I think the Broncos' defense is excellent. I think they're too much for the Raiders to handle. Davante Adams not playing, and whether it's trade-related, hamstring-related, basically, I think the Broncos should beat the Raiders here. These are always kind of some weird games when they're division games, but Broncos' defense is just really strong. Cardinals at 49ers. Cardinals are a yo-yo, right? I mean, they look really great for a half against the Bills and then nothing, and then great week two and nothing after that. They're 1-3 now. 49ers, they're a bit up and down because of their injuries, but Brock Purdy's look pretty good. 2-2 at home. Should beat the Cardinals, but Cardinals have snuck up on them before. Packers at Rams. Well, what has happened to the Rams? Lots of injuries, I guess. You could point right to that. Packers, they were down big last week to the Vikings. They fought back. Jordan Love threw four touchdowns, but it didn't seem like he was putting up the great numbers, and then the touchdowns came, but he did enough, obviously, to try and help his team get back into it, but not enough to win the game ultimately. And the Rams, they're still a pretty good football team, but much, much less dangerous considering all their injuries, and their defenses let them down as well. Packers should go there and beat them, but you never know, I guess, Sean McVay and what he can whip up. Giants at Seahawks. I mean, I give the Giants a bit of a fighting chance, but Malik Nabers' situation, concussion, not sure if he's going to play here. Seahawks, they did not look good on Monday night against the Lions, but they're coming home. They're playing the Giants. Much better matchup for them, and I expect that defense to get back on track against the New York Giants and win that game and move to 4-1. The Giants go to 1-4. Cowboys at Steelers. This is your Sunday night game. For those of us of a certain age, Cowboys-Steelers was always a great rivalry, even though they were in separate conferences, because they played Super Bowls against each other. And I like this matchup for a Sunday night game. Not sure what to expect. I think the Steelers should win this game because the Cowboys are so banged up on defense right now. The Steelers have no offense, really. They don't have much at all. But it seems like everybody gets off on the Cowboys defense and goes off and runs the ball on them or whatever. So, well, I'm going to pick the Steelers to win here on a Sunday night game. Certainly could see the Cowboys scoring some points, though. And, you know, the Steelers offense just is not that great. And I could see the Cowboys win. I would lean towards the Steelers here. All right, so Monday Night Football, Saints-Chiefs. We'll talk more about this on the Monday Reaction Extra Point show. But at this point, I can't expect the Chiefs to lose to the Saints, but they are going through a lot of injuries. And they haven't played all that great when it comes to, you know, offensively especially. So sure enough, the Saints, they can score a lot of points. We know that. Give the Saints a bit of a fighting chance, but it's the Saints and it's the Chiefs. And it's Monday night and it's in Kansas City. What do you think is going to happen? Chiefs are most likely going to win this game, right? We'll talk more about that on Monday. We'll talk more about the weather when we come back with our guy, Patrick Hammer, who's going to join me on the other side of this timeout. We got Patrick Hammer coming up with weather. And then we're going to take you all the way up to the Steve Foley Law pregame show for the Sabres and the Devils. Pat Malacaro and Paul Hamilton will be here in Buffalo with Brian Koziol over in Europe getting ready for that game. We'll be back in a snap. Time to take a break. It's brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Buffalo Bills.
Okay, so Sean McDermott just spoke here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show in his weekly Friday appearance. In case you missed it, some big injuries for the Bills ruled out. Khalil Shakir, wide receiver. Taylor Rapp, safety. Ed Oliver, who suffered a hamstring injury yesterday at practice. Defensive lineman and defensive lineman Austin Johnson. On top of course, suspended Von Miller. Terrell Bernard and Taron Johnson, both will be limited today and both will be listed as questionable on the injury report. I think Bernard plays. Johnson's interesting. Does he play? Does he not? We'll see when it comes time for Sunday. In the meantime, he also is speaking to the local Buffalo media after this, which he always does on a Friday. I'm reading from Catherine Fitzgerald, the Buffalo News. Her tweet says, on Khalil Shakir's injury, Sean McDermott said, quote, "We're thankful we have Curtis," unquote. End quote, I should say. I guess that means that Curtis Samuel becomes more of a factor in the slot and how they want to use him and how they're doing things. So we'll see how it goes today. Sabres coming up at 1 p.m. today. We're going to get you to the Steve Foley Law pregame show in a little while. In the meantime, let's take a look at the weather in Houston this weekend and everything else. And by the way, what's the difference between an advisory and a watch? Here's Pat Hammer.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist, joins me on the West Her Hotline. Pat, you ready for hockey season? Welcome to hockey season.
No doubt. My son, who is an avid Sabres fan, is like trying to navigate what class he's going to skip today so he can at least listen to the game while at school. I'm like, dude, you cannot miss your AP World class, you know. Sorry, Sabres come in second in terms of priorities here, but very excited to get hockey going today.
No doubt about it. Sabres are in Europe for a couple of games here, and the Bills are in Houston. Now, the roof's going to be closed in Houston, so we're not worried about the game, you know, what it's like on the field. That's actually probably better. I don't know. You can tell me. But what about people going down there and Bills fans who might be making the trek, you know, to, I guess, a destination-type city, which you don't play in a lot very often? What's it going to be like for them?
Yeah, first of all, by the way, that's the biggest gulp I've ever said and I had in a while listening to an injury report from the coach half an hour ago. My goodness. That just seemed to escalate very quickly. You'll never believe it, but in Houston, it's going to be hotter than Hades, as it seems to always be. So if you are traveling there, it's going to be in the low 90s, hot, humid, rain-free, but, you know, just get ready for some Texas heat down there. So roof closed, which I guess maybe you told me, or they rarely open that roof, which just seems weird.
They never open it. They like to have it closed. A, obviously the weather can get hot, but it's really more for the noise. Bill O'Brien never had it open because the noise gets encapsulated and it makes it tougher on the road team. And I'm telling you, it gets loud there. But now I will tell you, Hurricane Beryl damaged the roof. So they've been repairing it, and they did have it open for a preseason game this year because it hadn't been repaired yet, but it is now repaired and it will be closed.
Yeah. Yeah, for good reason. Keeps it obviously cooler. But yeah, it's going to be, if for travelers down there, it's going to be easy peasy, no travel problems getting in and out of Houston or Hobby airports, you'll find. Looking at the entire kind of NFL package this weekend, there aren't really any major weather issues. There's two, maybe one in Jacksonville, the Colts coming to town, and it could be a little rainy there. But surprisingly, not that it's going to be a massive impact, but the 49ers game on Sunday in Santa Clara is going to be like temperatures close to 100.
Wow,
so it's
really?
Going to be very, I know, crazy.
That's not normal there, is it?
No. Well, I mean, it can, yeah, you can get warm late fall weather patterns in the Bay Area. But to get that hot this late in the season, yeah, that's pretty rare. It's going to be really hot there.
I'm glad that you brought up other places because people with their fantasy teams and lineups want to know what the weather's going to be like in some of these places. We do have a game in Europe. No, not the Sabres. Yes, they're playing there in just a little while. But also, we start our international games. London, it's the Jets and the Vikings. What about that game, and what's it looking like for the London games this year?
Yeah, it's this time of the year. I mean, getting sunshine is like winning the lottery. It's a cloudy, rainy time of the year. And I've heard that the field is kind of garbage anyway. Is that true? The field conditions, it just...
I have to see, where are they playing that game? Which stadium? Because Tottenham Hotspur was the one the Bills played in last year, and it was too sticky, basically, right? And then the grass at the Wembley Stadium can be a little bit, like, not... Well, like, yeah, a little slippery, I guess. So, depends. I have to go look at what stadium they're playing in.
It doesn't look, it's going to be wet leading up to the game. It should be dry for the game over there on Sunday. Temperatures in the low 60s, but it shouldn't be wet. But it's going to kind of be a little wet leading up to the game. So, the field may not be in great shape.
Tottenham Hotspur, by the way, they are playing the top. That's the same stadium the Bills played in last year. Tottenham Hotspur.
Okay.
And then you're going to get another game there next week, and then you're going to get a Wembley game. So you have Bears, Jags, and Jags Patriots. The Jags are doing that whole, two thing again, playing back to back. All right, how about here in Western New York? What are we looking at for this weekend for anybody who wants to, watch the game and go out and hang out on a Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, we'll talk about the weather, and then we'll talk about the advisory that was issued by Jeremy White. regarding Dante Adams after that. We'll discuss that. So the weather here is going to be beautiful today. We're going to thicken the clouds up a little bit. Tomorrow, a bit cooler, 60s for your Saturday, but a day to get outside and enjoy. Sunday, it warms up again, 70s, but if you have any watch parties planned Sunday afternoon, you may need to take it inside briefly. There could be some passing showers on Sunday. So all in all, not a bad weekend. Next week, fall kind of arrives and stays. It's gonna get a lot cooler, 60s, even 50s for highs. Ooh. Not terribly wet, but just certainly we're going to get into some sweater weather for sure next week.
Okay, let me give the context here for everybody. Yesterday morning, I'm on with Jeremy and Joe, and Jeremy called it an Adams watch. So Davante Adams, are we at Adams watch? And I said, I don't know if it's not a warning for sure. I know the difference between watch and warning. I said, what else is there? I said, what's below watch? And then we came up with advisory. And then we decided, wait a minute, is advisory actually below watch? Does it go advisory, watch, warning? Sort this out for us, Pat. Like, how does this all work?
We're officially in a Davante Adams watch. Okay.
Okay.
The difference. You start with a watch. Let's say you got a winter storm or you've got a wide receiver. And both are looking like there's a potential. A watch is issued because we see it. It's there. We don't know, though, if it's going to be a massive storm yet, a disruptive storm. We don't know if Davante Adams' interest is real, if it's really an aggressive thing, or is it just kind of rumors, okay? We go from a watch And then it goes to either two things. It goes to an advisory or a warning. So one's not really below the other. It's more of a time sequence. As we get closer, it'll go from a watch to either a nothing, an advisory, or a warning. So if the rumors continue, if a couple tweets come out from Pelissero or Rappaport that there's interest and we're getting closer to the trade deadline, we go to an advisory. If Davante Adams is spotted at Barville, we go to a warning.
I love this. Love
right?
it.
So that means...
Oh, listen, he'll be spotted everywhere. That's how it works. You know the way the internet works, right? Somebody will spot him at the airport and then having wings somewhere and dining with... It happens all the time, even though it's not actually him.
Right. So we're still in... We're not ready to get into the advisory phase or warning phase, so we're still in a watch. There's interest, there's discussions, but there's no there yet. We're still there and watch.
Okay, I do not mean to throw this on you, but I know you can whip it up real quick. Yankees, my Yankees, they're in the divisional round. They start tomorrow in New York, in the Bronx. They play Saturday and they play Monday. Is there any chance that anything doesn't get played here? Are we looking okay?
So the Sunday game.
No, Monday.
Sorry.
You play Saturday and Monday.
And Monday.
Yes.
Okay. Stand by, because I'm going to give you the... Okay. This was a
Thank
little
you.
Bit of a curveball.
Yeah, I apologize for that. I just thought about asking you, because I mean, they start tomorrow at 6:38 p.m. is first pitch. Then they have an off day on Sunday, and then they play on Monday again.
So... usually I'd be quicker than on this. I'm still in a red non-contact jersey.
Okay, no problem.
But Monday is a day that could have some weather issues. There are rain showers expected. It looks like mainly in the morning into the middle part of the day.
Okay, then they're fine.
But
they'd be fine because they don't play till 7:30 on Monday night.
I think they're fine.
All right. Listen, thank you for all that, by the way. We will continue to learn about watches and advisories and warnings, and I really appreciate you doing that. We have to cut our visit short today because we have a Sabres pregame show coming up, and we need to get to that with Paul Hamilton. And Brian Colgio's in Prague, by the way. I'm going to ask him how the weather is in Prague right now.
What a great place to be this time of the year. You got Oktoberfest, all that stuff. I mean, that sounds fabulous.
And then next week we'll be talking on Friday, but the Bills don't play till Monday night the following week.
Right.
At the Meadowlands against the Jets. So by then we'll definitely know what's happening in New York City. I mean, the Yankees may still be playing, or they may be out by then, by the way.
Can you imagine if both are going on at the same time?
I thought about that when the schedule came out. Dude, when the schedule came out, I said, oh, my God, the Yankees could be at home that same weekend in the playoffs.
And that was back in May.
About
this. How funny is that?
I know.
And by the way, just looking ahead, seeing the weather pattern evolving over the next couple weeks, we need to keep our eye on New York weather a week from Monday for sure.
Ooh, okay. Thank you. I'll be in touch with you about that. Thank you very much, Pat. Have a great weekend.
See you soon.
All right, that is Pat Hammer on the Wester Hotline. We're going to take a timeout here when we come back. Brian Colgio from Prague. Also have Pat Malacaro and Paul Hamilton joining the Steve Foley Law pregame show. All the Sabres stuff, it's happening. Here we are. We're doing it next. We'll have one more segment with those guys coming up next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Oh, yeah, that music, baby. It's hockey season. It's hockey time. Sabres. Puck drops in just over an hour in Czechia. They will take on the New Jersey Devils today and tomorrow. I got Pat Malacaro in studio here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And Brian Colgio is out in Prague. Brian, welcome in. He's on the Wester Hotline. I first have to say, I have not spoken to you since you were awarded, and congratulations, the Western New York PGA Media Representative of the Year. Truly an honor, buddy. Congratulations.
Thank you, Sal. I appreciate it. I know that from playing golf with you and us talking golf that you know I have such a passion for it, and I appreciate your support and everybody else's support in the Western community for listening to our show and everybody that helps grow the game. Like, that's what the award's about growing the game, and I love it. So thank you. I appreciate it.
You got it. Steve Foley Law pregame show is coming up. Pat will be a part of that. Brian will be part of it. Brian, what's the weather like in Prague right now?
So it was, I want to say it was like mid to upper 50s today. So I kind of walked around with like the vest jacket on, you know, with the long sleeve shirt underneath it, which was actually good for sightseeing because it wasn't too hot. And I think that's what it was yesterday. It's what it's going to be tomorrow. So if anybody maybe is heading there for tomorrow's game, I would assume maybe you're here already if you're listening. But it's kind of upper mid to upper 50s weather. So I would say normal fall-like conditions here in Prague.
And that means we're transitioning from baseball season for you, Pat, to hockey season right away.
Yeah, it's always fun. And, of course, the Sabres being over in Europe for the last 13 days or so last week, we had some preseason games here in Buffalo with the Amerks and an opportunity to see some of the players who could be options throughout the year. It's talked about it with Paul Hamilton on Monday. You're going to have injuries. You're going to have call-ups from Rochester. How do some of those players work into the lineup, and how do they acclimate to the NHL? So I think it was valuable to get a lot of those players experience, even if it wasn't against full NHL lineups, at least some players that will be in the NHL this year as they now head to Rochester and get ready for the AHL season.
And, of course, Pat is the play-by-play voice of the Buffalo Bisons, which is why I say he transitions from baseball to hockey. So, Brian, I asked Paul this, but he was with the team before they left. You've been around the team, not necessarily, talking or covering them in a locker room capacity, but you've been around in Prague. What is the vibe around the Buffalo Sabres in Europe this week?
I think there's excitement because of the change of the head coaching position. Every player that has been asked about Lindy Ruff hasn't necessarily first said, like, oh, it's great, I love him. They've immediately gone to, I think, the more mature answer of, well, he's working us hard. He's doing all the things that we need to be doing. He's holding us accountable. We're going to be playing. We're going to be a harder team to play against, which in the end is probably what all fans want to hear, right? Those were the issues last year. You don't need to love your head coach. And I think Lindy Ruff is going to have a great relationship with these guys. This is obviously, a Lindy Ruff 20 years later or 20 plus years later from when he was initially the head coach of the Sabres team. So his age difference, his coaching experience, it's quite a bit different than when he took over in the late 90s. So his relationship is going to obviously be different with a very, very young team that is still mostly, other than maybe some of the acquisitions elsewhere, are still learning how to win. And I think that's one thing that he can really help with. He was successful in Dallas. He was semi-successful in New Jersey before he got fired in a way that I thought was kind of unfair and too quick. But nevertheless, I think that you're hearing that through the players, that the vibe is, look, we needed Lindy Ruff, and he's going to make us better, and we know it. And even though at the end of practice we might be more sore from it, or we might be annoyed because we're doing extra conditioning from it, they're professional enough to know that this is what they needed.
And then that's off the ice, the big change. Pat, for you on the ice, what are you expecting from this team as far as the changes and how that might impact them?
To me, this is a more balanced forward group than in the past. Does that result in more offense? I don't know, but you're looking at trying to replace a 20 to 30 goal scorer now in Jeff Skinner, who's no longer on the roster. So how do you do that? One way is a better power play, which was, not good last year, so that has to change. Also, I don't discount the fact that Jack Quinn was not on the ice for majority of last season.
That's a good point.
And not that it gets forgotten, but he had such a good first year. He and J.J. Paterka were about to take that next step. Paterka started to last year, and then Quinn never really got the chance. When he came back, injured again. So I look at how do you replace a lot of that offense that the Sabres are missing? It's two ways. One, some of the players that were brought in to balance the forward ranks more, and it's other players like Jack Quinn who are going to be asked to step up.
Only got about a minute or so left here, Brian. How about the goaltending situation? How do you think Lindy Ruff balances out two games in less than 24 hours here to start the season in Europe?
I think it's essential that this team gets off to a good start. I know Joe and Jeremy asked me yesterday, like, hey, they're in Czechia, would you see Yuri Kulik play? And my answer is, I don't know whether or not he'll play. I don't know whether or not he'll go to Devon Levi tomorrow, but here's what I do know. I think Lindy Ruff, at this point, knows that they have to get off to a good start. And if playing Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen two in a row gives them the best chance of the win, then I think he's going to do it. And I think we can maybe have a good answer at the end of today's game, whether or not, Luukkonen faces 47 shots or only faces 25 shots. Maybe that might answer it for us. But I think if he thinks Luukkonen still gives them the best chance to win going back-to-back, I think he's going to do it.
And of course, Pat, you and Paul and Brian, the band back together again, getting ready for today and tomorrow and beyond.
Yeah, it'd be good to have Brian live, and I know he's going to have a guest in the first part of pregame today as well. So looking forward to getting his thoughts from Prague throughout the course of the day.
Guys, have a great call today as far as, you know, giving everybody information before the game, during the game, after the game, and of course, have a great season. Thank you.
Thanks, Al.
All right, Pat Mellicaro.
Thanks, Al.
And yeah, you got it, Brian. Good luck out there today, and of course, have a great time. Safe travels back to the United States. They are going to be on the Steve Foley Law pregame show coming up in just a little while. Great show today. Of course, you have the Sabres coming up now, and then we're going to have Schopen the Bulldog a little bit later today. We do have another game tomorrow, 9 a.m. pregame, 10 a.m. puck drops in Prague again. Sunday, it's the Bills and all-day coverage here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Have a great weekend. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.